We're back, guys. We're back. How's your week, Ali?
Good, dude. How was your week?
Good. It was good. By the way, I realized something. I hope you didn't realize. Maybe some of our people who watch us on YouTube realized. My bed sheet has been the same ever since we started recording. I just did not change it. And I mean, it just shows that I didn't have anyone over, the lack of action during the coronavirus, because otherwise I would have changed it. Yeah. Well, TMI. But
I thought we were starting this podcast to make us like seem like the biggest players, and you've just totally destroyed. You've totally destroyed that for yourself.
Well, I'm just being honest. But it's limited. Well, anyways. So, well, you think many people had busy coronaviruses, if you know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know about people, but I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to change my bedsheet now. Jesus.
All right. What a great way to start. How about this? Look, I watched this show on Netflix called Real Love, where the L is shared by real and love. And the L is in parentheses. Don't ask me why. It's a Japanese reality TV series about, I think, 14, seven guys, seven girls. And they are trying to date each other. Like, they just get to mingle and they get to date each other. And the twist on the show is that every single person has a dark secret. And the dark secret gets revealed over... each person's dark secret gets randomly revealed over the course of the show. And I was watching this show and I thought... you have a question or... no, okay. I have... I thought you were going to try...
I know all of your secrets, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I don't know?
No, you do. And also... it's not really secrets because you love also revealing them to other people. But anyways, I digress.
I remember the one time, I'm not going to mention what exactly, but I remember we were hanging with my sister, and obviously you're really close to my sister as well. And then we were talking and my sister Yasmin was there and Vanya, her boyfriend. And then I said, oh, can I mention that thing? And you were like, yeah, man, they know everything. And then I mentioned that one thing that they did not know. And then you were...
I said my words exactly were, there's nothing you can tell them that I haven't told them already. And then obviously exactly. The one thing that I hadn't told them, you brought up anyways.
Right.
Master of awkwardness. I mean, but anyways, this show, they had the dark secrets and I was watching. And the interesting thing about the show is that like... one of the guys is really, he's like a real dweeb, right? A real loser. Not a loser, but he just comes across as like a bit awkward and stuff.
Okay.
And he keeps on, he calls himself a magician. He keeps doing these like really lame magic tricks, you know, like as if he bought them from a dollar store. And then it's his turn to reveal his dark secret. And I thought to myself, okay, this guy, like, I don't know, he wants... you know, hidden in the women's bathroom, like locker room, and like filmed it or something. Like that's his dark. I thought it was going to be definitely something creepy or something. And then guess what this guy reveals? He's a porn star, and he slept with over 100 women, right? And everyone was like, after this was revealed, people didn't want anything to do with him before. After it was revealed, people were like. The guys were asking him questions. The girls were super open with him. They were super like interested in him and stuff. And then a girl, and then like a couple of episodes later, the cutest girl on the show, the one that every guy is kind of like into, she has to reveal her secret. And her secret ends up that she's dated a lot of athletes, right? She's into athletes for some reason. Athletes, and they've dated her, but she's always gotten burned, and she's always been just a side piece for them.
And wait a second. How old are they, and where is this? You said Japan.
In Japan.
Right?
Yeah, in Japan.
Okay, and how old are they?
They're all between, I think, 22 and 40. The oldest guy is 40, but it's only one guy who's 40. And yeah, so, and then, so then the girl reveals her thing and she's like, she's a bikini model. So maybe she has a lot to do with athletes and that's how she meets them. But she says that she's dated a lot of athletes and they've just used her as a side piece. Like one guy was even married and she didn't even know it. And
oh man.
And she
how did
said
she not know about
and
a famous
she said,
athlete? Like
she said she slept with 10 athletes, 10, yeah. 10. And guess what? They started referring to her as the athlete eating slut. And like, and like two guys were like, yeah, I've lost all respect for her. Totally. Like, it, you know, it was, and then one guy even said to her face, he even said like you're, the way you're revealing it is like you're the victim of these, of like these athlete dudes who treated you as a side piece. But actually you, you know, you, you're very, like, you're also responsible for that. Being treated that way, that people let themselves be treated that way.
I mean, that is kind of true,
I guess. But
not
I
that she's a.
I just
like, but if you, I mean, she could have Googled whether he's married or not. Like, that's very simple. But obviously, that, you know,
I mean,
she's definitely.
Well,
not,
I mean, he, well, I mean, that's
worth,
one guy. That's one guy. But like to, and I'm not saying that you need to give her so much simpy or whatever. But like the way he just says, "Oh yeah, it's totally your fault."
Yeah, that's about, I mean,
that basically she could not. The idea is that they're looking for relationships, and she could not find any relationship with these people. It ended up just being they wanted her for her looks, or they wanted her because she was like side action and stuff. Right. And he was like, "Oh, it's your," and I just thought it was such a interesting difference.
I mean, that's very misogynistic for sure.
And then if I can just end on this one,
who cares?
Whether, if I could just end on this one, one of the girls. She revealed that she slept with, guess how many guys? Over 300 guys.
Wow.
Over 300 guys. She's 24 or 26. I don't even know how she managed
this.
26. And people, and two guys were like, yeah, she's a total slut. They were just like, she's a slut. I don't like her. You know, I have no respect for her.
Well, that's unfair. I mean, if they had slept with 300, like, they'd be the king, right?
I think so. It was a bit it was a bit weird. I mean, I think that...
Was she a porn star, or how come she slept with so many?
So, she told this story, which I really didn't understand, but the story was that... you're gonna love this. The story was that her ex-boyfriend used to abuse her, and he tried
Why would I love this story?
Well, check it out. He tried to... She said he tried to feed her his poop.
Why would I love this story? Why do you think I love this story?
I mean, you're going to love this because of how random it is. Like, she says, like,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Great save, Ali. Wow, I feel so insulted. Jeez.
Okay, nah, honestly,
kidding.
I knew you
I mean,
would
it
love
is
it because I know you
it
like eating people's poop.
What?
Whatever, man. But anyway, Jesus, so she said that the guy tried to force her to eat his poop, and then he was very abusive. And that caused her to, like, have issues with relationships. And then she started really just sleeping around. So.
Oh, my God. And she did it to please him?
Did what?
Eat the poop.
No, she never ate the poop. But he tried to get her to eat it.
Oh. Wow. 300. I mean...
Over 300.
Over
300.
Over 300, huh?
That's like the whole army of Sparta that stopped the Persian army.
I mean, hey, good for her. I mean, if she's enjoying herself. And,
no, she no, dude. Honestly,
she's addicted. I guess
I think so.
Then,
I think
right?
all of them when they revealed it, they were like super sad about it. They weren't like,
but it's also Japan where you don't really talk about this stuff openly. You know, I mean, who knows? But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope she's not doing it just out of lack of respect for herself, right? I mean, it could be, maybe not. No judgment. I think it's definitely unfair, as you mentioned, right? As you implied, that just because a woman sleeps with many guys, she's a slut. But a man, when he sleeps with many women, that's like heroic. Just doesn't make any sense.
I think the
a friend
reaction...
of mine, when I was younger, he said, I mean, he also doesn't agree with this, but he said there's this metaphor, like a lock. A good lock is that can only be opened by one key, but a key is really good if it can open a lot of locks. That's like an analogy. or you know what I mean?
No, I don't get it. Can you explain the analogy to me? I don't get it. I don't understand what that has to do with what we're talking about.
Wait, for real or are you kidding?
Well, I mean, explain it to me. I really don't get it.
You're being sarcastic, right?
First of all,
I think it's a great analogy.
How you doing?
Honestly, it's a great analogy. And it's just a fucked up mentality, obviously.
Why though? What does a key opening go? A key being inserted into a lock and opening a door. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? I don't understand. Like,
right? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't.
Yeah, I guess
get
not.
It.
Yeah, I just no.
Key
yeah.
that opens many doors and a lock that is opened by many keys. Like, what is? I don't understand. I don't get
what was that? Do you think maybe she got to 300 because she, you know, had participated in orgies? Then it's quite quick.
I mean, she has had to have done a couple of orgies, right? Like
probably. I mean, if she participates in an orgy, then, you know, she can easily sleep with 10 people at once.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, do you think there are many orgies in Japan? I mean, I guess there are orgies everywhere.
I mean, don't they love doing their newscaster bukkake?
This shows. Why is it always newscaster? By the way, I've also seen one.
I don't know. It's like a fetish there. I think they're really into their newscasters.
Wait, are they?
They're really. I think so. From what I understand, I don't know for a fact. But from what I understand, there's like, they're very like the newscasters are always really good looking, and there's a fetish, in terms of having those newscasters. You know.
Okay. Could you do your impression of a Japanese porn star again? Dying. What? You were doing this on camera and now you can't do an impression?
Dude, it's over the line, man. Come on.
All right, well. Why though? Because actually, you did that once when we were recording a different episode, and then I didn't start recording yet, and then you complained, man, why didn't you record yet? Didn't I tell you to always record even though
that wasn't
not
a Japanese one. That was a standard Western one.
Was it?
Yeah. Because the Japanese one is really weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's really weird.
Like it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Way too high pitched. Yeah,
very, very weird.
Yeah, I don't like. Weird. But hey, you and I, we don't watch porn anymore we haven't in a long time. Right? High five, man.
High five, dude. Virtual high five.
Yeah, we don't miss it. I mean, I don't miss it at all. You don't miss it either. Yeah, if you want to live a healthy lifestyle,
a mental lifestyle.
Wait, porn, guys. Mental. Like mental, like British mental.
Yeah, you mental.
Do you think mental health professional, does it mean like a cool?
You know what I love about British people?
Cool health.
How they created the word health, right? H-E-A-L-T-H. But they call it health. You know,
elf.
With an F.
Yeah.
Health.
Yeah, right. Health. Yeah.
You're like, we created it. We can... You know, pronounce it however we want to. Health. Metal health. They're just like...
Yeah.
Health. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. British accent is awesome. It's just so cool. Hey, my flatmate, he's British. And he got a job at Google.
Oh, was he like, I got a job at Google. Smashing, yeah.
It's mental. No, he's awesome.
Well, mental is if it's like crazy. It wouldn't be...
Yeah, but in a good way also.
Is it?
Isn't it?
No, man. It's like all the, in a good way, but it wouldn't be mental that he got a job at Google.
Yeah, so what's a mental health professional? It doesn't mean you're a health professional that's just kind of cool but also fucked up, or does it mean
mental
like
is
a
like
mental,
the way we
mental
say,
health professional.
Dude, the way we say that's nuts, that's when you would say mental if you were
right, but that's nuts can be positive.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, that's awesome.
I'm not saying it's not positive. I'm agreeing with you. It is positive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But I've never heard Austin Powers say mental. I don't think he says that.
What does
that.
He say? What are some of his smashing? Yeah.
Smashing. Yeah, yeah. Shaggy like Nalak, baby.
I'm, like, melting into my chair.
Why?
I don't know. It just keeps slipping. My butt keeps slipping.
Oh, thanks for the information.
Pascal, I'm a virgin. Thanks for the information. Thanks for saying the word butt. I don't know what that is.
Great to record this podcast again.
Yeah, man. So what's going on, dude?
Not much, man. How are you? Oh, how are you really? Because you were in contact with people who actually have the virus.
Yeah, one person. And then now I'm thinking that the whole testing system is maybe flawed, because I went to a gathering of 10 people last week, and one of the people...
Gathering sounds like a Magic the Gathering or something. How do you say it? Yeah, Magic the Gathering, right? Okay, gathering just sounds very dorky. That's what I'm trying to say. You hate it when I imply that you're a dork?
I don't hate it. It's just, what was the point of
that?
Why?
What's wrong with being a... I'm not saying
what
it's wrong.
What was the point of interrupting my story?
Sorry,
so that you could point out that the gathering...
Apologize.
Jesus Christ. All right, so we went for a meetup, yo, of 10 people. Mm-hmm. We met up. We chilled.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice. You hung?
We hung out.
Yeah.
We were chilling. And one of the people turned out to... They got tested because they had to go back to studying. And in order to start studying, they needed to get tested. And they got tested, and they were tested positive. And no one has showed symptoms till now out of the 10 people who met up. And I got tested myself, and the test came back negative. So, you know, I'm corona-free.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
And now I'm really skeptical of this testing process. Because apparently, like, sometimes you'll get a positive if, like, you had... coronavirus number 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, because you know there's 19. If you had any of the previous ones, then like it'll still...
Why is it 19? Just because of the year, right?
No, it's 19 because there literally are 19 strains of this same virus.
No way. Is it correct? Really?
Yes,
because it started in 2019.
No, it's... wait,
yeah, that's why, because they don't know how many strains there are. They still don't know, like, there's...
Oh,
oh Jesus.
Did I just record myself giving out like inaccurate information?
Yeah.
I do know there's a COVID SARS. This is COVID SARS number 2.
I think that it's not because there are two strains, right? So it's because because it's the second big outbreak. Oof. Well, we're not
no one should listen to this.
Health professional.
Yeah. mental. No one should listen to our...
How do British says mentos? Mentos.
No one should listen to our podcast for accurate virus information.
Right.
'Cause
by the way, you're part of the Commonwealth, right? With your Canadian passport. What benefits does that
Pakistan,
bring?
Pakistan, India... India, Pakistan,
Canada,
Canada. And
why are you doing the middle finger for Canada?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm just counting it on my... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then what else? Yeah, I'm like three of the six countries. There's no benefit.
No?
Yeah, there's no benefit. It's not like...
You don't get like an extended visa for London or something for the UK?
No.
Okay, well... Talking of the UK, actually, one of our listeners, several...
Talking
of
the UK.
Already...
Speaking of the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's talking... What?
No,
really?
That's... I'm pretty sure...
That was a great Austrian accent, by the way.
I'm pretty sure it's a common... I might be putting my foot in my mouth, but I'm pretty sure that it's a common Austrian/German mistake to be like... Talking of the UK. It's actually speaking of the UK.
Speaking of the UK, a listener from the UK actually sent in a question.
Oh, did he? Hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it, guys. Playing it from my phone. There we go.
Hello. I'm an absolute fan of your podcast. My name is George. I'm from United Kingdom. My question's for Ali. Have you been here? Have you been to the United Kingdom? And where have you been? And have you did you like it? Did you have fun? Do you like English breakfast? Yeah, that's basically my question. Thank you.
Very creative question.
George.
Thank you, George.
Thank you for the question, George. Did George say he's a fan, or did he just say he has a question for me?
I believe no one, if they're not fans, they wouldn't send in a question, right?
Well, it wouldn't have hurt him to mention it. Anyways,
so,
George.
You've been to the UK, right?
I've been to the UK numerous times, yeah.
Oh, that's mental.
It's mental. It's really mental.
What do you do?
I visited a lot of friends who studied there, and that's basically the only reason I went there, but that's why I went there so often.
Oh, did you go visit Vanya as well?
No.
Oh. Okay, so Scotland, you didn't want to visit the Scots.
No, but so what do I think of English breakfast? I feel like English breakfast is solely made so that you can secure your hangover. I think that's the only purpose it serves. Very fatty.
It's very fatty, but really good. Very, very heavy, for sure. Yeah.
Very heavy, very fatty, and I think that it does a great job curing your hangover and sucking up that the alcohol that's like, you know, in your stomach and shit.
Right.
And
okay.
What else did he ask? Are you mental? No, I'm not mental.
Dude, actually, today I was having lunch with my British flatmate earlier, and I just mentioned, like, I was in the UK in March, and I just realized how much more weight Brits have than Germans, for example.
You know that they've. Berlin. You know that they've.
And he was laughing. He was absolutely laughing.
Is your roommate in good shape? I shouldn't actually
he's super
ask you
fit,
that.
Man.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he's super fit, super cool guy, and I mean super smart. Obviously working for.
Okay,
dude,
well
he's
maybe
gonna
you
work
should
for
do a
Google
podcast with
AI.
Him, dude. You should do a podcast with him if he's so freaking cool, dude.
Yeah, he's mental. He's
mental.
Amazing. But he's gonna work for Google in the AI department.
No
so
way.
If anything happens, like Skynet, you know, like Terminator, he's at fault.
He's at fault.
We have him to blame, yeah, dude.
You can be like, hey, dude, what's going on with this Skynet takeover? And he's like, well, we created an AI and it's gone completely rogue. Isn't that mental?
By the way, did you know instead of Arnold Schwarzenegger to play Terminator, they wanted O.J. Simpson to play the Terminator. Did you know that?
Did they? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No.
Freaking insane, right? Can you imagine? Like,
and then he terminates his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what? I'm just method acting, man. I'm just trying to get into the role, trying to feel what it is to be a man machine that kills.
Jeez. And then the trial, how would that look like? You know, with the if it doesn't fit. You must acquit, but he's like still playing the role, playing the Terminator.
Or imagine he played the Terminator and Arnie was the one who killed his wife. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. I would not. Come on. Look at me. I could get any woman I want. I wouldn't kill my wife. Get me off the case.
Oh, man. Yeah, Arnold.
Doesn't fit.
Freaking awesome.
Acquit.
Did you watch that series? The miniseries?
Yeah, it's amazing. The OJ one.
It's amazing, yeah. Did you like David Schwimmer as the Kardashian dad?
Dude, I freaking loved David Schwimmer. I was like,
yeah,
whoa, Ross, but it's not Ross.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was really good.
Also, Cuba Gooding Jr., right?
There's this one part.
Show me the money. Show me the money. You know that scene? from what's that movie, Jerry Maguire? You don't know it? Or was my impression so bad? I mean, I wasn't trying to reenact his voice or anything. You don't know the scene?
I know the scene, yeah.
Oh, okay. Was it that bad? Was it so cringe?
Just trying to make it awkward, dude.
Okay. Well, do not do that because people who are listening don't know what's going on. So people who see your reaction in the facial. Yeah. So we have another listener talking of a bit overweight. That's what the next question is about. Here we go.
Sam, I love your podcast. My question is for Ali. I saw the picture where you were a big boned. My question was, I'm big boned as well. What's your favorite food? What did you eat so that you became so big boned? Thank you, guys.
So wait.
Sam, thank you so much.
Sam was his name?
Yeah.
Where is he from?
He didn't mention, but okay. I assume it was
so Sam asked
America.
Me. Sam asked me about how I used to be big bone and how I got big bone back in the day.
Yeah, he must have followed us on our stories on Instagram.
Okay,
and
how
we
can
posted
he?
A picture of you.
But I don't understand the question. If I was big boned, I'd still be big boned. I don't understand why he's asking me how I got big boned.
Well, you know how some overweight people prefer the word, the term big boned. That's what Sam was
yeah,
saying,
but if
I
you're
think.
Big boned once, you're always big boned.
Dude, I mean, but that's his, you know, yeah, anyways.
Oh,
you know
that's
what
a joke.
He means.
Why are you explaining
no,
Sam's joke? Why are you explaining Sam's joke as if you know it? It's almost as if
it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Sam is not. I mean, I don't know Sam, but he's
okay,
not
look,
joking.
Sam,
he just
Sam. I can't get big boned. I either am big boned or I'm not big boned. All right. So you have to all rephrase right. the question. Ask
well,
us
Sam
again.
Is saying he himself is big boned. He doesn't want to call himself overweight or fat. He thinks that's.
And then he
offensive.
Asked me how
so.
I got. Why is he asking me how I got big boned? Is he looking for tips to get fatter or what?
No, I guess he wants to. No, I guess he's just a foodie. He loves food and wants to understand what foods you like.
I like curries. So mm-hmm. meat with like a lot of sauce, you know.
Okay. Do you like meat?
Yeah, and then he asked me what my favorite bone was, right?
What?
Didn't he say like, so. It was hard to hear him because he was, you know.
Oh,
I think
okay.
he was eating while he was talking.
By the way, do you like fish sticks?
Not really, no.
Okay. Damn. All right.
I mean, like, I legit don't like him. I also don't like that joke.
Oh. Oh, you don't like the joke? No. Really? The fish sticks? Really?
It's a really terrible joke.
I think it's great. The South Park. Yeah. Great episode, too. With Kanye
that
West.
Is, the episode is amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
I just steal all right, jokes, man. Lots of calls for me, man. What's going on here?
Yeah, man. You're freaking popular, man. I don't get any calls. So, well, one more for Ali.
Whoa. My name is Taylor. I'm a huge fan of your podcast. My question is for Ali. I love going surfing, man. I think it's the best thing in the world. During the coronavirus, though, I couldn't go to the ocean and be like myself, you know? My question is, Ollie, what do you do to stay fit and be yourself, bruh? What do you do? Thanks, guys.
Why are you putting on sunglasses now? All right. If you do something, could you please explain it audibly so that people who are listening also know what you're doing?
This is Ryan Gosling speaking. I understand there's a question here for Ali about how to be yourself. Well, Ryan Gosling knows a thing or two about being himself.
Uh-huh.
Being yourself is being a fan of Ali, like I am. Embracing it. you know, really making it known to the world that your favorite person in the world is Ali. That's what I do. That's what everyone should do. So that's my advice to you.
Nice.
Now,
nice.
Excuse me. So I'm going to go do some push-ups so that this chiseled body keeps keeps staying chiseled.
Ryan nice Gosling one, man. Out. Nice. Cool. Oh, shit. We had Ryan Gosling on the show, man. You missed it. What?
Oh, sorry, dude. Wow. I just took a break. Damn. I was just taking a break.
Wow. Are you like Fight Club? You're both Ali Haslin and Ryan Gosling?
I mean, if I was, I wouldn't know it. So I would answer that question with no.
All right. So what do you do during the pandemic, during the lockdown? You keep yourself busy.
What do I do during I podcast with you.
Oh, man.
Bang, bang.
That's not a sign of love.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang. And then what else? I podcast with you and then play lots of guitar. Go walking, nice. Lots of walks. What was the guy's name again? Man. The surfer?
Johnny. Taylor.
Taylor.
What? Taylor.
I like to surf and it's hard to surf.
Well, are you making fun of Taylor?
No,
that's
I'm
mean.
Not. I'm just trying to recall the question. What was the question again?
Okay. Well, I mean, I think you already answered it. Like, what do you do to keep yourself busy?
That's
Taylor
all he wanted to know?
Yeah.
He didn't want any
dude,
advice?
He's a huge fan of yours, man. I mean, yeah, that was advice. But
there's only one fan of mine that I care about, and I think you know who.
Ryan Gosling.
I think you know who. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about all the people who called in, like Sam, Taylor, Raj, Vinny from last
episode? I have to say that I was much more appreciative of the guys last week because they were, yeah. This week it was really? Very nonsensical questions, almost as if they were prepared shortly before the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
But whatever, man. We're going live. We're just doing it, you know.
Right. Nice. So, we should start wrapping up. Do you have anything else to add?
No, man. I just have to say that I enjoy doing these podcasts, even though we really don't talk about much of anything of substance. And we keep passing off fake information like
COVID-19.
That there's 19 strains of COVID and stuff. So
I did hear there are several strains, but... Strains? Stains? Strains.
Stains. Strains. Yeah.
It's just stains on your t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, that girl from real life probably has 19 stains at least, so, on her t-shirt.
Oh! It's real love, but...
Oh, real love. What did I say? Real life?
Yeah.
That show sounds pretty cool. I mean, it's kind of mean. It sounds very, very... They all discriminate against each other. There's no bonding, nothing. Like,
No. They are pretty nice to each other. But okay. One thing that you very notice is that I really don't want to be judgmental about Japanese, Japan and stuff. But let's first of all, prerequisite... Like, every culture has their thing, you know, that makes, you know, that where you can kind of be like, oh, that's a bit weird that they do that. But in Japan, they're super polite to each other, like when they're talking to each other and things. But sometimes they say things to each other which are like really mean and rude. And I think to myself, like, why are you being so polite while you're saying why are you acting so polite and why are you bowing and things like that? But you're saying things that are actually really disrespectful. And I guess that's just part of their culture, that the norm is always to have a...
I don't know. I mean, definitely the politeness, but I mean, there's a great German word for something like that. It's called Hinterfotzig, right? I mean, I think it's more Austrian than German, but...
Oh, I never actually heard that one, but that sounds like a really,
really?
Cool...
Really? Yeah, Hinterfotzig, no. Yeah. What do you think of the word Kschissna?
Very typical...
Kschissna.
Yeah, very typical. Very like Viennese, when, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You do a great Viennese accent, by the way. Can you do our chancellor?
No, I'm not going to. He did such a fine job taking care of us. I'm not
he did a good job of corona. Yeah, during
and
the
I can't take care of him because I can't spread my ears right now. That's like the most essential part.
He has big ears for people who don't. People don't know him that well, actually, outside of Austria, I feel like.
I think that mostly people don't know the people who run Austria outside of Austria. Right?
Yeah, because Austria is not.
I mean, except
big,
for one
right?
guy, but let's not mention.
Oh.
Arnold?
You mean Arnold in
California?
Yeah,
exactly.
California?
That's who I was talking about.
Right,
Arnold,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only Austrian who went abroad to.
The only Austrian. Yeah, exactly.
Take
isn't
political
it,
power. Yeah.
I mean, you don't know this so much, but it's amazing how basically half the comedians here are always like, so let's talk about politics. What about that one really famous Austrian politician? Of course, I'm talking about Arnold. And, like, including me. Like, I also have some kind of variation of this bit. But, yeah, it's one
here, too, in Germany as well. There are many, like, cellar jokes, loud Germans in a cellar. Anyways, yeah. Don't raise your right hand jokes, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways. So, great. Let's wrap it up. Thank you so much, guys. Please subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you're listening
subscribe
to or
to
watching
our YouTube.
On YouTube.
Subscribe to our podcast. Subscribe to Spotify. It's now got Joe Rogan on it and us. So while you're browsing those Joe Rogan podcasts, you know, just go ahead and go to your Game G Curry podcast and subscribe to us
right.
as well.
Right. Absolutely. Exactly. And also, if possible, if you like us, please, leave a review. That would help us immensely. And follow Ali on
Wait,
Instagram.
Where should they leave us a review?
I mean, Apple Podcasts, you could. Or in YouTube, I guess you could leave comments. That would also help.
Comment,
or like our video.
Subscribe, like, share, all of that stuff.
So much to do for her. Why do you show the middle finger to our listeners?
I'm showing it.
That's mean. To me?
I was counting. That was the fifth point. All of the stuff.
Why do you count with your middle finger? How's that three, man? Like, don't do
you don't
that.
Do
that's,
that?
That's... No.
People don't count with their middle finger?
No, that's so offensive.
Oh, shit. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. Oof.
I totally...
Well, guys, Ali loves you, so he doesn't mean it. I think he did show it to me. That's tough love right there. So, please.
How you doing? I just want to know how you bully Pascal.
Are you making fun of Vinny? Are you making fun of another listener? Who
Dude,
took
Vinny
the time
would
to
appreciate it if I bullied him.
Oh, man.
Let me just say, Ali, I appreciate that you've bullied the bully. That is some...
Hey, this is unfair. Why are you making fun of Vinny? That's so unfair.
Did you just say that's so unfair?
Unfair.
Bro, you just said that's so unfair.
Well,
making
I
sure
am Austrian.
The Germanic
right,
roots of...
What was the other thing you said while I was talking of, right? Can you do it again in Austrian fashion?
Talking of?
No, that...
Right, let's wrap
anyways.
It up, dude.
Well, so follow Ali on... Ali the Hasnain on Instagram and me, Pascal... Pascal Halsberger. If you have any questions, please reach out on Instagram, just DM us. And yes, stay tuned for next week for another episode of Kimchi Curry. Thank you so much,
Happy
guys.
Sunday.